We found a very strong infrastructure, a legal and comprehensive infrastructure for equality for women. And it includes, to an extent, the violence against women legislation. The problem with the violence against women legislation is that it is targeted to violence by intimate partners. It does not include either other forms of domestic violence, nor does it include other forms of gender-based violence. They don't have the gender-specific treatment that crimes by intimate partners have.
So does that mean it's not punished in the same way as it would be punished if
yes.
it went before the
it's
court?
It's different. It's punished under the penal code, not by the same court system. And, of course, it doesn't have the same concept of reparations and compensation to women who are victims of gender-based violence, which is not intimate partner violence. Now, a very effective database was set up by the Interior Ministry for collecting data on all kinds of reports and complaints and witness evidence of intimate partner violence in different autonomous communities nationwide. It was a tool for improving assessment of risk to women victims of violence. A number of cases of killing of women who have reported more than once to the police that they were being victimized, that their partners were abusing them, and the killing occurred in spite of it being under the purview of the police. We heard stakeholders and people representing women victims of violence said that convincing the law enforcement officials, social workers, police, and judges that they are not lying or manipulative when they accuse, when they report violence by their intimate partners, that the response is not gender sensitive and there is a tendency to regard them as manipulative or exaggerating. It means it's harder for them to get protective orders. 59% of the requests for protective orders which go to court, only 59% are given. And women request that the partners not be given visitation rights to children and not be given joint custody, find it very hard to get those requests granted. And some of the cases of killings of the children as a way of taking revenge on the mother.